Yesterday was media day here in Indianapolis. In the morning, the 4,500 or so accredited members of the media went to Lucas Oil Stadium to meet the Patriots and Giants. Patriots media session went on while we were on the air. We did get to go to the Giants media day, and that was at Lucas Oil Stadium. It was our first trip inside the stadium. That's a great stadium. I was really, really impressed. It felt gigantic. You know, when we went to Ford Field for media day in Detroit a few years ago, it felt small to me. Mm-hmm. But Lucas Oil Stadium, it's very tall, and the stands are very steep. They're right on top of the field. It felt like it held 100,000. I was surprised to find out that it only held 62,000.
Yeah, they did a great job with the sight lines. HKS, same designer of the Death Star, designed this one too. And there are some similarities, but I also like the look of it on the outside, that red brick field house kind of look to it.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's nice.
Media day is always a trip. They made it a little easier this time in that they gave us more room on the field. Usually you're confined to one sideline area, but they put the big players and the coaches on the podiums, and they moved those out to almost midfield. So we had about a third of the field or a half of the field to work with. So that made it a lot nicer, a lot more media friendly. Also, in addition to the 4,500 media members, there were about 8,000 fans. For the first time ever, the NFL allowed fans to buy tickets, $25 each. They could sit in the stands and watch the media day unfold. And I thought, man, that's pretty boring. But then what also came with your $25 ticket was a little radio headphone, and you could tune in to Eli Manning's press conference or Tom Coughlin's, so you could listen to all the press conferences. That's worth $25.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they took some grief for it, but, hey, what do you have to pay for just a tour of the Death Star? That's $20.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Super Bowl. You get to see how Media Day works, and, yeah, you get that earpiece where you can hear some of the interviews going on, and if you can't go to the game, it gives you a taste of what the stadium looks like on game day. I thought it was really cool.
And, of course, we get to check out not only the players and the coaches, but all the other members of the media, all the celebrities. And there was this one girl, Marisol Gonzalez, that everyone was obsessed with. I posted a picture of her on Twitter. Gordon's got a picture of her on his website, GordonKeith.com. You can just do a Google search for her. She was incredible.
Oh, my gosh, was she incredible. That body is just criminal. Mm-hmm. That thing that she... There's no man who wouldn't commit crimes against nature just to have her.
And it was so funny to watch not only the media members, but all the players when she would walk by. They just stopped talking.
We are still animals.
I know.
That is just the bottom line.
I know it.
And that governs us.
And she's a reporter for a Mexican television network.
Now...
And so there were all of these reporters from all of these Latino networks, and they're all dressed like that. None were quite as hot as she was, but they're just stop-downs for all the players.
Yeah, I don't think the Hispanic community has moved into political correctness like the white community has.
No.
Because down there in Mexico, it's just you hire hots to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Screw everything else, it's just hots. They just throw out hots.
I didn't see as many
bits
going for the...
There
crazy
were a few.
Networks.
There was a few. There was that guy dressed as the superhero. I don't know who he is, but
that's for Nickelodeon. That's Pick Boy.
Pick Boy.
Yeah.
And then there was also a guy that was dressed like Derek Smalls from Spinal Tap or something like that. I don't know what he was all about.
It's a Viking or
something?
Yeah,
he had like a... He looked like he was from like an extra, like a backup musician for Journey in 1970.
That,
but then he had like a Viking helmet on or something.
Is that guy a talk show host from Detroit?
No,
or
L.A.
Minnesota?
Vic Jacobs from Los Angeles.
Oh, Vic, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Austin.
Formerly Vic the Brick.
Yeah, that's correct.
Really?
Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's that was his real facial hair, though.
Yes.
Yeah?
Good Lord.
And the huge hat. Yeah, that's his new bit. He used to be Vic the Brick, and now he's Vic the Viking?
I witnessed a very uncomfortable moment right before we were led into down onto the field, as they were doing their celebrities were having interviews at these tables where we were all having lunch, and Michael Irvin was there, and he was talking. Well, this one reporter comes up to him and asks him a question. I guess they were talking about New Orleans, and he kissed the guy.
I love you.
Yes, and it was Bobby Hebert is who it was, who I guess is now in the media.
Yeah, he's the one who had the standoff with
Les Miles.
That's right, yes. But Michael, when Bobby Hebert tries to ask him a question, Michael pulled him down into him and kissed him. And you
French
can hear
kiss?
It.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. But
that's like the third sports kiss we've had in the last couple of weeks.
I've got it on tape. See if you can hear the kiss.
Love you. And all that. And I was so pissed that we were robbing the people of New Orleans. That was everything from them. And I said to these people then, I said, you know what? Look around. You don't build these buildings. You don't build great buildings by the things we add on the outside. You build it first by building a foundation. The foundation is that thing that's on the inside.
And Michael, you look, hey, what's up, man? Bobby Hebert.
How you doing? How you doing?
No, and how you been? All right. And then look.
Manning is good. Kissed him.
I love you.
He kissed him. I love you.
Why does he love Bobby Hebert so much?
I don't know. He pulled him down. Bobby's trying to get his question, and Michael grabs him by the neck, pulls him down, and kissed him like on the jawline. I mean, like snuggled in there.
Michael's just very kissy.
Listen to that.
How you doing? How you doing?
No, and how you been? All right. And then look at
so weird. Okay, and then another big challenge while we were down there was to try to talk to Chris Berman.
Yes. Every year,
George is always after me to try to get Chris Berman to say the name Roman Polanski.
I don't even understand that.
I know. If you're just starting to listen to The Ticket in the past couple years, you totally don't understand this bit. But at some point, at a Super Bowl,
yes.
I interviewed Chris Berman, and one of the questions was to – no, Bill Romanowski was in the game.
I think it was 98.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 98. Mm-hmm. And I somehow did a play on words and was trying to get him to say the name Roman Polanski, and he said it, well, Roman Polanski. And it was in the big Chris Berman voice, and George wanted me to make that a drop, and George got obsessed with it. So now every time I interview Chris Berman, he never remembers who I am.
No. You just talked to him at the World Series just a couple of months
right.
ago.
But I always bring up Roman Polanski's name.
So, no, it's the Roman Polanski
when is it going to dawn on him, and when you approach him next, he's going to go, the Roman Polanski guy?
You would think it would. Because there can't be any other reporter that asks him about Roman Polanski every single major sporting event.
Right.
Why is it every Super Bowl I'm asked by different reporters by Roman Polanski, about Roman Polanski? Not Roman Gabriel, but Roman Polanski.
So here it is, me trying to interview Chris Berman. It did not go well.
It's going to be tough because the New York media is going to spot him.
Chris, you working right now? You got some
yes,
time?
Okay. I got to see what
it is. No problem.
That was it.
That's it?
Yes.
God.
Chris, you and got any time?
After that, he was just hanging out in the corner. You guys have amazing chemistry.
We have horrible chemistry.
It's awesome when you talk to Chris Berman every year.
Well, I may have another chance. We got all week. He may be wandering around here.
I hope so.
Just check the bar here.
Hey, Chris, I hate to bother you, but you seem to know a lot about pop culture. Who directed Rosemary's Baby? I cannot remember this for my life.
Well, it's Roman Polanski.
Okay, and then I went up to...
I still like Chris Berman.
Eli Manning. Now, you can imagine the crush of reporters around Eli Manning.
Yes.
And I hate doing this because people are trying to ask serious sports questions and... I don't know any serious sports questions to ask, so I have to ask stupid things. Well, luckily, as I'm standing around Eli, people are asking about all kinds of crap. There was a Chinese guy saying, hey, could you look in the camera and say hello to Audrey?
Audrey?
Why did you do that voice?
What voice? That's Audrey? What the heck?
I don't know who Audrey is. Somebody who's in jail? I don't know. Anyway, so I shout out a question to Eli Manning, and he kind of glances towards me and ignores me at first.
Hmm.
Now, I issue this question that you're going to hear, and there's other reporters' mouths dropped open, and one guy just throws back his head and starts laughing. So then Eli goes on and answers somebody else's stupid question, and then so I have a follow-up question that does turn towards me, and he actually answers my follow-up question, piggybacking on someone else's question. So here's my exclusive interview. Hit the fanfare, Expo. Here's my exclusive interview with the Ticket's own Eli Manning.
I'm not the biggest Madonna fan. I'm not against her, but some of her old music from the 80s and 90s. I grew up listening to a little bit.
Eli, how about CMT Crossroads.
Probably so, yeah.
Okay, right there. What is that?
CMT?
Hey, Eli, what about CMT Crossroads? That's the most general question. Obviously, she works for CMT. Mm-hmm.
What's he supposed to say?
I don't know, but people are...
So
right there, and he's already got a question about Madonna, so people are asking stupid stuff, so I feel a little more
confident.
Eli, besides football, what are you better at Pate now?
Basketball, for sure. Pate was more kind of a grinder in basketball, just kind of rebounds, and, you know, he'd foul out a lot, but... I'm definitely a better basketball player than Peyton.
Hey, Eli, we're going to be having a game in Japan. Could you send me a brief message to your fans out there to this camera?
Yeah, to everybody watching the game, thank you for your support.
It's a message to Japan.
The Super Bowl, and you have a great experience. Sounds still having the mindset that we could, you know, make it into the playoffs and make a run.
Eli, when was the last time you danced your ass off?
Okay. Now he glanced over at me and he ignores me.
I think that's one of your better questions.
It's a legitimate question. When was the last time you danced your ass off? Now listen, after it, you'll hear some reporter start laughing.
You know, make it into the playoffs and make a run.
Eli, when was the last time you danced your ass off?
Tommy said he wants to play for the Sports. How long do you want?
You know, play at a high level.
Carrie Underwood is in town for the CMT Crossroads. Are you a fan of Carrie's?
I like Carrie. I'm a big country fan, country music fan. So I like Carrie and her songs. And,
generic.
I'm not going to be able to catch her this week and see her perform, but maybe down the road.
He's with Steven Tyler. Are you a fan of his as well?
I like Steven Tyler also. So, some of his music growing up in the late 80s, I was definitely listening to him.
Do you think Steven Tyler has fish lips?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. That makes sense. I can see where you're going there.
I agree.
He addressed that question?
Yes. He wouldn't answer that. When was the last time you danced your ass off? But he would answer that. Do you think Steve Tyler has fish lips? Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. I see where you're going with that.
Boy, you do feel for the player because they're always on guard. Mm-hmm. They don't know what bit to, you know, partake in and which one's safe and which one's not.
Yeah, and he was up there and he fended off a lot of questions. People asking him stuff that's what you're basically – you're just playing defense, defense, to not say anything.
I don't blame him for being generic.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
they don't want to say anything that's going to offend someone at the Super Bowl, cause some sort of distraction. But that's funny. I'm glad he commented on
Steven Tyler fish lips
question.
And, of course, I ask these questions. Like, even that one, I asked it, and he turns to me, and he's answering, and I have the – in earnest, intense face of the reporter listening to a thoughtful answer.
The reporter nod.
Yeah, I was doing the reporter nod while holding my recorder and everything.
All right, we've got a lot of audio from Media Day that you'll hear the rest of the week. George and I caught up with some former Cowboys. Gordo had uncomfortable exchanges with some Giants. All of that between now and Friday as we bring you the color and pageantry of the Super Bowl here from Indianapolis, and more of that coming